Brian Freeman is the number one best-selling author of psychological thrillers. Queen City Reads from the Virginia Public Library has chosen his book, Goodbye to the Dead, as their Queen City Read. He'll be in Virginia Thursday, March 2nd. And Brian Freeman, Minnesota author, mystery writer, is joining us now on The Morning Show. Brian, thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's talk about Jonathan Stride. Let's assume people listening may not know who he is. Who is this guy?
Well, Jonathan Stride is a Duluth police lieutenant, and he and I have become pretty good friends over the years because I've been writing about Stride now for about the last 12 years. I've kind of watched him change and grow up over a lot of books set in Duluth over this past decade. And one of the things I think that is special about Stride, and I think it's one of the reasons that readers really relate to him, is he's not a superhero. He's real. He's flawed. He doesn't always see things exactly the way they are. He's known a lot of loss in his life, and yet he's got that northern Minnesota determination about him. He's got that by-step determination to get to the truth. That's been true all these years. I think Goodbye to the Dead is a great place to get to know him.
The women in his life are such a huge part of his story always, but especially in Goodbye to the Dead, between his wife Cindy and Serena and Maggie and Kat. Can you kind of talk about the importance of these women in his life?
Yeah, absolutely. When we first meet Stride, in my very first book, Immoral, he's dealing with the loss of his longtime wife, Cindy, to cancer. And that loss really casts a long shadow over the whole Stride series, because Stride and his partner and lover, Serena, I think always feel as if they're kind of living with a ghost in their lives. And I think Serena in particular feels a little bit haunted by the idea that Stride really can't get past the loss of his late wife. And so Cindy has never really been a character in the Stride series. She's always been kind of this ghost in the background. And so as I was working on Goodbye to the Dead, I really wanted to give readers a chance to find out who Cindy was and to actually meet her face-to-face and get a sense of what Stride's relationship was like with her. So Goodbye to the Dead has a very distinctive structure among my books. The first half of the novel takes place completely in the past when Stride and Cindy are together. And then the second half of the book takes place in the present, where Stride is dealing with his relationship with Serena and dealing with his other partner, Maggie, who has always been been a part of a little bit of a triangle with him and Serena over the books. And the mystery then ripples through all of the years in between.
So tell us a little bit about the mystery. There's many mysteries in this book, Goodbye to the Dead, but at the core of it involves a doctor and her husband who was killed right away. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yes, Dr. Janine Snow is a good friend of Cindy, and her husband is murdered at their house, and that crime sort of becomes a dividing point between Stride and Cindy, because Stride is convinced, as is his partner Maggie, that Dr. Snow was behind this crime and that she's responsible for having killed her husband. And Cindy is convinced that something else is going on and that her friend could not have been responsible for this. So it sort of sets up tension between Stride and Cindy. They end up sort of on opposite sides of what might have happened. And that conflict and that drama gives readers a good opportunity to see, you know, the strengths and the weaknesses of Stride's relationship. And I think that's important because, you know, over the course of the series, I think that, you know, readers as well as Stride and Serena have sort of had a way of idealizing Cindy because she was gone. And in this way, you get a chance to really see her as a human being. And she, like Stride and like everyone else, has her strengths, but also has, you know, her weaknesses and blindnesses as well.
Brian, I don't know if you can answer this, but where do your crimes, where do the stories that are at the heart of these come from? Is it things you follow in the news? Is it just completely out of your imagination?
Well, you know, I wish I could tell you, because I think Marcia kind of sleeps with one eye open.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's real crimes that seem to have some interesting elements, and I will think, you know, that's something I could work with in my books, and I'll start twisting and playing with the circumstances and envisioning different motives and characters that could have been involved. And by the time it actually comes out, I think that folks probably would not necessarily even realize what the original crime was that might have inspired the book. But sometimes it's also simply a set piece that I think about. So, for example, in my previous Stride novel, The Cold Nowhere, when I was designing the plot for that book, the only thing I knew was that Stride was going to be coming home to his cottage out on Park Point late at night, and he was going to find this teenage girl, Kat Mateo, hiding in his house, and she's soaking wet and says that someone's trying to kill her. That was the only thing I knew about the plot at that point, and I had to sort of answer for myself the questions of who this girl was and what her relationship with Stride was and how this tied into Stride's past. So that's how some of the ideas emerge. And in the case of Goodbye to the Dead, I think it was a lot of things coming together. But it started with the crime down in the Twin Cities from quite a few years ago, where there was the same kind of domestic violence incident, and in that case, a wife was killed, and all of the suspicion had fallen on the husband, and yet they were never able to actually bring a case against him. Yet everyone was convinced that he was guilty. And so I always thought that would be an interesting sort of dynamic to work with in one of my books, was to have the same sort of domestic arrangement and have the reader all the way through the book unsure for themselves about whether, in fact, Dr. Snow was responsible for this crime or not.
And we are not telling anyone if that is true or not.
We are definitely not saying a word about that.
We're talking with Minnesota mystery writer Brian Freeman about Goodbye to the Dead. That is the chosen book for Queen City Reads from the Virginia Public Library. Now, here's another question I'm not sure if you can answer, Brian, because lately sometimes books fall into my path and they seem to line up. They're somewhat similar. It seems like I've been reading some dark stories lately. It's kind of infiltrating my dreams too. So what draws us as readers, and what draws you, I guess, as writers to kind of this sometimes unsettling stories, but so compelling that you can't put them down?
Yeah, that's a great question, because when I do events, I almost invariably get a question from somebody in the audience who has listened to me speak and listened to me joking around about the publishing biz and has read my books and inevitably says, well, gosh, you seem so nice. How can you write these dark, scary stories? I just think that people respond to the adrenaline and the emotion. I mean, I write psychological thrillers, so the drama really arises out of the emotions and the secrets and the backgrounds of the characters, and you really care for these people and you feel for them and you want to know what happens to them. And that's why you have to keep turning the pages to find out what happens next. There's something about that scary factor of not knowing what's around the corner that I think, you know, brings people back time and again. I think I think we have that all our lives. It was kind of fun. I was doing an event at the school in Solon Springs, Wisconsin, and I was meeting with a group of third grade students there, and I was talking with them about the kinds of things they like to read, and I asked them, you know, well, what kind of stories do you like? And almost to a person, the kids all immediately shouted out, "Scary!" So I think somehow we're sort of programmed to enjoy that adrenaline rush which comes with not knowing what's ahead of us and wondering what's in the darkness and what's in the shadows.
That's true. The ghost stories around the campfire that we kind of grew up on at summer camp. So, Brian, I wonder if we can talk about, say, someone who comes to the book club meeting, you know, any book club meeting that might choose one of your books. Not everybody is able to read an entire book, and they'll still show up at a meeting. How do you talk about a mystery if you don't want to give it away? What would be good things to be talking about with Goodbye to the Dead?
Well, yeah, that's a great question, because certainly there are a lot of times where folks come and they haven't necessarily gotten all the way through to the end and they don't want any spoilers. So we try to be real sensitive to that. I think when it comes to these kind of stories, a lot of times it's a question of talking about, you know, the themes behind the book. You know, every time I write a novel, I like to have, you know, some driving themes behind it. And I think there's a lot of depth to the characters and the relationships. And those are the kinds of things that I think people, you know, really enjoy kind of talking about and speculating about. Why did such and such character do this? And why did, you know, such and such character do that? And you know, what if they had chosen differently at some point along the way? And so those are the sorts of things I think that drive people. So I like to talk with people about, you know, the writing style. You know, Goodbye to the Dead, again, has that very distinctive narrative structure kind of then and now throughout the book. And I love to hear from readers about, you know, how did they respond to that? How did they deal with that sharp differential between Stride's past and Stride's present? There's some scenes in here that are very... very compelling, but very shocking too. I mean, we've got a scene set inside Miller Hill Mall that is probably, you know, the most shocking scene I've written in my career. And I think that those are the kind of things that have a lot of bearing on what's going on in society today. And I think those are the things that you know kind of drive discussion and that give people a chance to sort of weigh in about, you know, the nature of these themes. But ultimately, I think it really gets down to the characters. And if there's one thing we always are talking about, it's you know, why do people act the way they do? Because, you know, the thing about mystery novels is if everyone behaved in a, you know, beautifully predictable, rational fashion, there would never be a mystery. But fortunately, human beings are a lot more complex than that, and they don't always do the right thing.
Well, Brian, you have something in common with Jonathan Stride, and that is Park Point. Tell us a little bit about what it means to you. That's where Jonathan lives, right over that lift bridge. But
yes.
Yeah. What does it mean to you, that area?
Yeah, you know, I obviously love Duluth. I mean, that's why I keep setting books there, and Marcia and I keep going back there. People always assume that we either live in Duluth or have lived in Duluth, but we never have, even though we're probably up there, you know, 8-10 times a year. But I love the Park Point area beyond the lift bridge. That's where Stride lives in Immoral, in the very first book, and then he takes kind of a detour off to Las Vegas in my second book, Stripped. But I knew I was going to bring him back to Duluth in Stalked, my third novel, which is this ice cold winter thriller. And so I had one of these brilliant ideas. I said to Marshall, like, you know, I think what we should do is we should go find a rental cottage out on Park Point and spend all of January up in Duluth, so we can really, you know, get that authentic flavor of what a Duluth winter feels like. And not surprisingly, Marcia was not quite as enthusiastic about this idea as I was, but nonetheless, that's what we did, and we spent all of January 2006 out in this little cottage on Park Point. And, you know, I enjoyed the feel of the cottage so much. It's this wonderful old 1880s-era cottage with kind of the, you know, the slanting floors, so you feel like you're walking downhill from room to room. And I decided to make that the inspiration for Stride's cottage in the books. So ever since then, in the Stride series, that cottage is where Stride actually lives. And what's kind of fun is that it's a rental property, so now the owners have readers from around the country who will come and stay there because they want to stay where Stride lives. So, and of course, if you read the books and you see some of the awful things that have happened inside that home, you have to wonder, gosh, why would you want to stay there? But that does not deter the passionate reader.
So we're talking about Goodbye to the Dead, and when you are in Virginia for the Queen City Reads, you'll be talking about that, but also what's ahead for Jonathan Stride or for your books. Can you tell us what you got coming out?
I can, yeah. It's a busy year for me. I actually have two books coming out this year. The first book actually came out just about 3 weeks ago. It is a new series set out in San Francisco, actually, and the book is called The Nightbird, and I love the book. It introduces this new detective hero named Frost Easton out in San Francisco, and it revolves around the theme of memories being twisted and changed, which is, I think, just kind of a fascinating and scary, creepy sort of theme. And I've been getting just wonderful, wonderful reader reviews from The Nightbird. It actually spent almost all of January at number one on the Amazon Kindle bestseller list. And now it's out in ebook and hardcover and audio and all those things. So I've just been thrilled with the reaction from readers. But of course, every time I do something a little different and you know, go outside Minnesota, I start to get these little panicky emails from readers who say, "Well, you're not giving up on Stride, are you?" But no. Have faith. Stride actually will be back in less than 3 months. My new Stride novel comes out on May 2nd, and the title will probably give you a little sense of what Duluth landmark I'm tackling in this book, because the title of the new Stride novel is Marathon. So yes, if you're a runner and anticipating the marathon in June, watch out, because I'm in town, and of course when I come to town in Duluth, bad things happen.
That is Brian Freeman. You can find information on all his books and his appearances at bfreemanbooks.com. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.